This is a podcast by the Positive Psychology People.
Global Spiritual Enlightenment. Why we need it. In a world marked by rapid technological advancements, interconnectedness and cultural diversity, the human desire to witness a global spiritual enlightenment is a natural and profound aspiration. While spirituality is often considered a deeply personal journey, the yearning to see humanity collectively embark on a path of spiritual awakening is not only valid, but also holds the potential to foster unity, compassion, and holistic growth. So, are we fostering unity and compassion? And what about holistic growth? When you feel the dark night overwhelming bright light, it's hard to feel empathy and the sense of thriving. Yes, I am talking in the name of all those folks who work the brilliant 9-to-5 work, all those who qualify as low-class people. But they are not alone. If only they could see and embrace their similarities. It's hard though, because in a free world of meat producers, there is way too much emphasis on uniqueness, distinctiveness, and individuality. The inherent connection. At the heart of the desire for global spiritual enlightenment lies an understanding of the inherent connection that binds all living beings. Spiritual teachings across cultures and traditions emphasize the concept of interconnectedness, the idea that we are all part of a larger cosmic web. This shared interconnectedness extends beyond geographic, cultural, and religious boundaries. The desire for global spiritual enlightenment stems from recognizing this universal bond, transcending divisive factors, and acknowledging the collective awakening can lead to a more harmonious existence. Indeed, a universal bond of unity, closeness, and togetherness. The irony is that the media is bombarding people with all kinds of myths, thinking this will unite people. And the opposite may just happen. Politicians and leaders of the corporate world are constantly checking people. It's like you plant a tree and every day you take the root out to see how much did it grow. First day, how much did it grow? Second day, how much did it grow now? Third day, what about now? And then on the seventh day, you realize that it had decayed away. Why? Because it was disturbed on a daily basis. Can't do that. Let it grow. Unity amidst diversity. Well, the desire for global spiritual enlightenment does not necessitate a homogenization of beliefs or practices. Instead, it calls for the celebration of diversity within framework of shared values. While the world is rich with tapestry of spiritual traditions, the essence of many of these teachings revolves around love, compassion, empathy, and the quest for deeper understanding. Embracing the desire for global spiritual enlightenment encourages individuals to appreciate various paths to the divine, fostering a sense of unity that transcends religious and cultural differences. Deeper understanding requires the sacrifice, to sacrifice your greatest gift, your time. Nonetheless, time is money and energy for those who are left behind. Globally, those who need most of the time to embark in a quest of deeper understanding and the practice of love and empathy have the least time. Time is more precious than a diamond ring. So, don't you think? But understanding and practicing the unity will nurture love and empathy, elevating human consciousness. The journey towards global spiritual enlightenment is a journey towards elevating human consciousness. It involves shift from a materialistic, ego-driven perspective to one that values inner growth, compassion, and mindfulness. The desire to witness such a shift on a global scale is a testament to the human capacity for growth and transformation. As more individuals awaken to their true nature and purpose, the collective consciousness evolves, leading to a more compassionate and conscious society. Challenging materialism and consumerism. One of the root causes of inequality is the rampant materialism and consumerism that characterizes modern societies. Global spiritual enlightenment challenges these values by encouraging individuals to seek contentment within themselves rather through material possessions. This shift in focus can lead to a reduced competition for resources and a greater willingness to share with those in need. As the allure of excessive consumerism diminishes, societies are better poised to address the pressing issue of inequality. Taking more from society than you would normally deserve and need will in the end lead to not having enough for those who need more than normally have. It not only leads to suffering, but also to loneliness. People are afraid of loneliness. Even though we are born alone and die alone, nobody holds our hands when we arrive or when we leave the scene of life. Still, we shouldn't be alone between the entry and the exit from life. We have the right to be part of society. Nonetheless, we may turn out to be not only lonely due to inequality, but also whiners and complainers. Consider how some people put their own problems to the shoulders of other people, all by complaining and groaning too much. Human relationships are not about using someone as a weight-carrying donkey. Something that's too heavy to carry, you'll put it to the shoulders of your friend, but he can't deal with it. A childhood trauma here, a terrible accident there, suicide in the family, and so on. People let all these demons out of the ward. Others will suffer too. Because of this, rampant consumerism exacerbate this. But a worldwide enlightenment can help. Global enlightenment is no friend of social rejection. Global enlightenment brings forth a tapestry of advantages with a notable emphasis on its ability to effectively counteract the specter of social rejection. Through its expansive exploration of spiritual growth and self-awareness across cultures, individuals grasp the intricate threads binding all of humanity. This comprehension acts as a potent balm for wounds of social rejection. As the interconnectedness of all lives becomes evident, the impulse to marginalize recedes, replaced by an ardent dedication to fostering inclusivity and empathy. By nurturing a mindset that transcends disparities and nurtures understanding, global enlightenment emerges as a triumphant force in quelling the negative impact of social rejection. In doing so, it orchestrates a world that thrives on diversity, celebrating the inherent value intrinsic to every soul. For us people, there is no greater pain than being rejected and denied. The story of Cain and Abel isn't an accidental story in the Bible. Cain kills Abel because God rejected his offering. People simply can't pull themselves over rejection. Ascending the gravity of good and not so good into a world of everything can be good depending on the perspective is what global insight can do. Who wouldn't want this word? Global spirituality and love. Where is romantic love in an age of global spiritual enlightenment? Well, it's everywhere and it's better. Love can be like a solid four-legged table. Think of this then. In a loving relationship, the altering lifestyles of couples would not cause distress and alienation. If one would rather spend his or her holiday in the mountains than in the seasides, or vice versa, this wouldn't affect the other. They would be more willing to compromise and work through challenges together, and they would have more compassion and empathy for their partners. When people are compassionate, they are able to see things from their partner's perspective and to understand their needs and feelings. This can lead to a more supportive and understanding relationship. Spiritually enlightened couples accept each other as they are. They let go of their ego and attachments. When people are attached to their own desires and expectations, they are more likely to be possessive and controlling in their relationships. However, when people are able to let go of their ego, they are more open and accepting of their partners. This can lead to a more loving and trusting relationship. Where is sex's place in the enlightenment world? Prepare for openness and the loss of shame. It's there. As individuals around the world delve deeper into their spiritual journeys, a transformative shift occurs in how they perceive and engage with sex. This enlightenment fosters a profound sense of connection and empathy, emphasizing the sacred and intimate nature of sexual experiences. Consent, communication, and mutual respect become fundamental pillars of sexual encounters, resulting in a relationship that are characterized by authentic understanding and emotional intimacy. This newfound awareness transcends societal taboos and restrictive norms, promoting a more inclusive and open-minded approach to various sexual orientations, identities, and expressions. It encourages the dissolution of shame and the guilt, paving the way for a healthier attitude towards one's own body and the desires. Though this intersection of spirituality and sexuality, or through this intersection of spirituality and sexuality, individuals cultivate a harmonious unity between their physical and emotional selves, fostering a holistic sense of well-being and fulfillment. And the awe-inspiring influence of global spiritual enlightenment on romantic relationships is beautifully evident in its capacity to transcend personal income, fostering profound connection based on shared values and mutual journey towards higher consciousness. Marrying him or her for money will no longer be the case, because this is a win-lose relationship. It must be so if you venture into such one-sided relationship. A true spiritual enlightenment, however, will abolish the need to undertake and be part of a miserable relationship. In conclusion, global spiritual and enlightenment. I think these are the big words, and the word is getting smaller in a globalized world. Am I asking too much? I think I'm only asking what is good for our planet, for our countries, and for our cultures. And there is never enough of good things. The good food we eat is good for our bodies, but the good thoughts we think and the good feelings we feel is good for our soul. Is this a cliche? Well, perhaps. But I believe in the Anna Karenina principle. All happy families are alike. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. The choice is ours.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and comment. Visit our website at thepositivepsychologypeople.com and connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The Positive Psychology People is dedicated to sharing the evidence-based science of what makes a life worth living. Please share this episode with friends or family or anyone you think might find it valuable. Thank you for your support.